Now, I know setting boundaries, especially as busy parents, oftentimes we are parenting multiple children at once. These things can feel a little chaotic. So I just want to point out some common mistakes that I see parents make, and then most importantly, how to shift our approach so that we feel more confident in our discipline approach and that we increase the likelihood that our child cooperates with us in the first place. Number one mistake that I see parents make is so if you were to ask me, what are the ideal ingredients of healthy boundaries with our children? I would say it's a combination of four important things. One being empathy, being able to, as much as possible, step outside of ourselves and see the situation from our child's point of view, and then point that out to them, validate their different perspective. Number two would be that we have an energy and a spirit of problem solving, right? That we're not ideally going to stay stuck in the issue. We're going to focus on problem solving in a collaborative joint effort way. Number three would be clear, succinct language. Children really need our directions and our overall communication style to be very clear, easy to understand in as few words as possible. And then number four would be follow through, right? That we set boundaries and we say what we mean and we mean what we say, right? Like if it's bedtime, we're going to be taking steps to ensure that it's bedtime. We're not going to ideally be dawdling, going back and forth on what we say, that we have a spirit about us and a confidence about us that follows through with what we say. Now, I know setting boundaries, especially as busy parents, oftentimes we are parenting multiple children at once. These things can feel a little chaotic. So I just want to point out some common mistakes that I see parents make, and then most importantly, how to shift our approach so that we feel more confident in our discipline approach and that we increase the likelihood that our child cooperates with us in the first place. Number one mistake that I see parents make is asking their child if they want a punishment versus just setting a clear boundary and consequence, right? And I know that these moments are very triggering and it can feel like we are moving the needle forward by saying, do you want a timeout? Do you want to lose your screens today? Do you not want to miss out on dessert? But it's not moving the needle forward, right? It's instead making us more frustrated. It's making our child more frustrated. So instead, I recommend that you focus on either what you need your child to do in the moment, or you give them very clear options of what they can do, and then you let them choose, right? So let's say that your child needs you to do something, or they want your attention, they want to play with you. You can say, you know, I know that you want to play with me right now, and I would love to, but right now I am cleaning up the dishes. You can either join me in what I'm doing, or you can wait until I'm done. Or let's say they're running around the house and it's loud and you're getting stressed out because the baby is sleeping. You can say, hey, the baby is taking a nap. I need the house to be quiet. I need you to play quietly. You can either play quietly in your room or outside, or you can choose to play a different game down here. Or let's say that they're whining and they're super hungry and they're ready for dinner and they're asking you for a snack. You can say, dinner is not ready yet. You can either, you know, grab a snack from these bell peppers that I'm cutting up, or you can wait until dinner is ready. Do you see where I'm going with this, right? Where you set a boundary, right? Nope, it's not time yet, or I need X, Y, and Z. I need you to play quietly, whatever it is. And then you give them two clear choices of what they can do so that they feel more empowered, and your language and your directions are very clear. Now, of course, these don't necessarily need to be your boundaries. I'm just giving you examples so that you can see what clear options may sound like. Number two mistake I see parents make is trying to control their child's emotional reaction to the boundary that they set. And I think it's really important as parents to constantly check in with ourselves about what we have control over and what we don't. So in this situation, yes, we have control over our overall energy and our approach, the boundaries that we set, and how we choose to follow through should our child have issues honoring and following directions and honoring our boundaries. But we do not have control over our child's emotional response, and it's really important to recognize that so that we don't feel stuck in trying to get them to feel better, stop crying, stop whining, stop screaming even, right? That a lot of the times those are not our things to control, and we will feel very stuck, very frustrated if we find ourselves in this pattern pattern of trying to control our child's emotional response to the boundaries that we set. Mistake number three I see parents commonly make is going back and forth about the boundary because either their child has a negative reaction to the boundary that they set and then they start to question themselves, or they just overall don't really feel confident in their approach. And so I want you to remember that as much as possible, kids want us to take the lead. Even if they try to convince us otherwise, it's really a scary place for a child to feel like they run the show, they call the shots. If they get upset, they get to change the whole situation around. Now, of course, there's always room for flexibility, compromise, and negotiation, but you just want to be honest with yourself, because if you're constantly falling in the pattern of going back and forth about your boundary, waffling between the two, changing your mind, it's just going to convey an overall sense to your child that you're not really confident, you're not really sure of yourself, you're in fact confused about your boundaries. And again, they don't want that. They want you to be a calm, confident leader. So if you notice this within yourself, or you notice there's certain situations in your parenting where you're like, I'm not really sure, I don't really feel that confident, take a step back and ask yourself, you know, why is this boundary or rule important to me, right? What do I need my child to do in this moment, and how can I be more clear and succinct with the directions? And then if they have trouble honoring the boundary, what are the action steps that I'm gonna take as a parent to make sure things continue to work smoothly? Are there ways that I can compromise, or are there ways that I can work more with my child as a team and collaborate with them and slow down and to coach them, right? What are the ways in which I can approach this situation differently to hopefully get a different response? Going back to what I said in the beginning of this episode, the four important components to healthy boundaries are empathy, being able to see the situation from our child's point of view, also problem solving, having that spirit of collaboration and we're gonna get through this together, as well as clear, succinct language, and of course, following through with the boundaries that we set. Now, if you're struggling with discipline right now and you're like, Dr. Jasmine, I don't know the consequences, I don't feel confident in my discipline approach, don't worry, I got you, boo, okay? I created an entire free discipline workshop that is full of information. It's 45 minutes long, okay? So grab your pen, grab your paper. It's gonna walk you through my research-based formula to increasing cooperation without having to do all the things that you hate, like yelling, punishing, and threatening, okay? It's gonna walk you through age-appropriate consequences, how to set them, how to also help your child build emotional intelligence, okay? So that they can make better choices even if they're feeling stressed. And also, again, how to encourage a better cooperative problem solving, collaborative parent-child relationship, okay? So don't miss out on the free discipline workshop. All you have to do to watch it is go to themompsychologist.com/workshop. If you are tuning in on YouTube, the link will be in the description box and in the comment section, okay? Again, it's completely free and I want you to take it. It will help you a lot with discipline. All right, that is it for this episode. Let me know if you're tuning in on YouTube, what is the hardest thing about discipline right now so that we can continue this conversation, so that I can continue to make helpful content for you, or at least answer some questions you might have. Let me know down in the comments. And that is it for this episode. I will see you in the next one. Bye.